Glory Days, the best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim
on Radio Nova.
Yeah, welcome along once again, folks. Glory Days. I forgot what the Bloomin' thing was called.
Glory Days. That's it. That's you and me and the Glory Days.
The jingles just played and I forgot what it's called. PJ and Jim's podcast. How you doing? It feels like this one has rocked around. I was saying on the show on Thursday that the week was flying in, which is a sort of, I mean, I relate that to being a good thing, and then I realised that the older I get, the more I really should I should want time to slow down.
I know, but it's not the way it is, really. Sure, it's not. No. You know, it's just never the way. You think to yourself, oh, I want time to slow down, but then you go into work on a Monday and you go, hurry up, the fuck! Hurry up! Get me out of here!
Yeah. What is it about human nature that you kind of...
It never changes. It never changes. We're the same always. We're always the same.
And tell you something, when you ever start doing that thing, now, when you get to my age, PJ, you'll understand.
Oh, yeah.
But when you do that thing about realising the... I think you said it to me before, actually, that, you know, when you realise there's more behind you than what's in front of you.
Yeah, when you realise best case scenario, you're halfway dead. Best case. Best case scenario, you're halfway to death.
That's so reassuring for me. Thank
Isn't
you.
It? Yeah, yeah. But that's the truth, you know.
Because literally, for me to be halfway in my life, I'd have to live then till be about 106.
Which
realistically is
not going to happen. Not going to happen. So that's what I mean.
There's no need to be so definite about
you're not going to make it, man. I have to say.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll have you know, I have very good genes.
You do. You might have. You've got great genes. I've seen your best of genes. I'll give you a voucher for genes for Christmas, but the truth is.
It's still low to get me to 106.
We're still halfway there.
Anyway, listen, there was a thing during the week, right? We'd an interesting story. It actually features in the best bit, so I'll leave that for a second. But there was something that we were sort of reluctant to actually use on the radio.
We couldn't talk about it because there's a sex club in Austria and it's not exactly the sort of thing we would talk about.
Yeah, it's very difficult when kids are in the car and all that sort of carry on to be talking about riding and everything.
And riding is what this is about. There's this sex club in Austria and it's advertising free sex for anybody who gets vaccinated on site. So for some reason, this sex club are allowed to dispense vaccinations. Wow. Whatever it is. So customers get their free jabs and then you get a voucher. If you get your jab, right, you get a voucher in the sex club, this sauna club called the Fun Palace. For 30 minutes with the lady of your choice at the club on Monday evening. So it's only on Mondays.
Oh, Mondays.
So you get vaccinated.
It's a Monday special.
It's a Monday night special. And the promotion will last through November in the hopes of getting shots in arms and clients in the club. So it's all about getting vaccinated people into the club, getting them injected so that they can get up to their dirty, filthy antics.
Unbelievable.
I know. It's sort of...
So you go
it's
in...
It's so seedy though, isn't it?
So you go in and you get a little prick.
You get a little prick.
And then your bonus is that you get your jabs.
And then you get your jabs. It's so brutal, isn't it?
It's incredible.
I mean, imagine even the fact of being a member of a sex club. How do you get a membership card? Do they fill that out when you
actually
get there?
I just thought of that when you were saying sex club. I just assumed it was like whatever, that just was a name. But imagine if it is a club.
It is a club. It's a sauna
club.
So
it's a private members thing.
Oh, it's a sauna club. It's a members club. Yeah, yeah. So members come in and do it. It's not just you get.
Oh my god, that's so weird.
Yeah, so
imagine boasting about that.
So the usual Monday night crowd would be in there going, "How are you, Jim? You all right? Just in for your Jimmy. Just in for a bit of Jimmy and a job, is it?" Yeah. You know, bit of a Jimmy in a job. That's
it. Jobs, I see. So that's so weird. Like, you know, the way you're a member of the Bohemians Football Club.
Yeah, it's like that.
But it should be so different. Like if you're talking to somebody and you go, "I'm a member of Bo's." Oh, are you? Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm a member of the
Fun Palace.
Fun Palace Sex Club.
Yeah.
Sorry, what?
They're great. Yeah, what a great way to spend your time.
Dare I ask? I mean, there's all sorts of activities. All sorts. They're a great bunch.
Great bunch. Get up to all
the
sorts.
Camaraderie. Oh.
Ah, and now they're doing the jabs as well. Because that's an old slang term years ago. Do you remember in Dublin, all dirty feckers, they call women's boobs jabs?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Jabbers in your jabs. You're going in for the jabs.
Yeah, you'd be going in some set of jabs on him. Yeah, he's just got his booster.
It does leave itself wide open fucking in your end.
I know, but look at it. They're getting worldwide press. That's the thing too, though. The whole world is talking about this club. So
it's weird that they're kind of...
Their membership will definitely rise.
They're sort of...
Their membership will rise. There's no doubt about it.
brilliant. There's so much. This is a story that keeps on giving. But it's so weird that they're sort of nearly washing one side of their reputation by doing the kind of, we're doing our bit.
Yeah.
Vaccinating the public. Well, I wouldn't quite go as far as the public. You're vaccinating dirty elves.
Dirty elves, yes. People who and people who don't obviously observe social distancing.
Well, yeah.
The fact that they're in a sex club as well.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's always cast away these sex clubs. They're never joined by women, sure or not. Like, there's no female members of these sex clubs, you know.
Yeah, it's fair point. I assume everybody who issues the jabs has to be wearing one of those...
nurses.
One of those sexy nurse uniforms.
The sexy nurse uniform, suspenders and all. It's with a giant novelty syringe.
And somebody turning around and going, "But you, and you are a qualified nurse, aren't you?"
What do you think? Do you think?
Oh my, it's just the fact that you're holding a turkey baster made me wonder.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God, that is so weird.
I know, it's ridiculous. Yeah,
There's been a few of those incentive things. Like, there's been people...
There's been incentives all around the place.
Drink and everything.
Yeah, there was places you could get cows and stuff and all of that. Remember, there was farm animals. Yeah, wasn't it that? Weren't they doing... there was a list of places they were giving farm animals and stuff to just in agricultural areas. I think it was in Vietnam or something like that. I think it was something like this. Yeah, yeah.
Actually, I don't know why I'm laughing at that, to be perfectly honest with you. Because I worked with actually somebody who's now a very well known broadcaster, and she told me that that for her confirmation she was given a cow.
It's a different world, isn't it? The country. It's a different world, isn't it?
Yeah, but that was an actual gift. She was given
cow. Yeah, yeah.
Like as a which I suppose, you know. I mean, how much is a cow worth?
I haven't a clue. I wouldn't know where to start and like, how much a cow is worth.
You know, say, comparison to Bitcoin.
Yeah. It's like, when you're talking about cows, is a currency like cows and sheep or change?
Exactly.
So it's like three cows.
That's what I mean, yeah.
That'll cost you three cows and four sheep, thanks.
So cows are like the euro and sheep are sort of the cent.
There's 10 sheep to a cow, yeah. They're right. The cent, yeah, yeah. So that's the way it works out. So that's how farmers talk.
Have you got change for a bull?
Yeah, that's how farmers talk. Give you two bulls and a sheep for that. Yeah. Well, how much change do you need? Just a goat.
I'm assuming that would have been... Obviously, this person was from rural Ireland. I'm assuming that would be fairly normal. That's probably considered a very good thing. I mean,
depending on where you are.
You know the way you famously told that story of how you gave your nephew €2 for his
confirmation or his communion.
Communion.
Yeah.
I'm sure...
That was loads. That was loads, man.
What I'm wondering is, would he have rather have a cow?
In Dublin. Do you know what? That young fella lives in Coolock.
Yeah. I suppose that would have been a potential downfall.
We're doing well. All his mates riding around on horses and him turning up on Daisy. At the old Coolock Pony Club.
That might have been like a training horse.
Young lads be there going, your horse is broken, Joseph. Look at the state of your horse.
Who sold you that? He said it was a zebra.
Yeah.
That's not a zebra.
That's not a zebra, you lunatic. It's leaking milk.
Oh, dear Lord. I tell you something though, you should have considered that, giving him a cow for his communion.
Maybe next time, maybe for the confirmation, that's coming up soon.
Oh, I tell you. Right, listen, let's give you a few of the best bits, will be from during the week, because since we were talking about that dirty stuff and whatever, there was actually a vaccination story.
There was.
About basically the positives of vaccination, but nothing to do with health. Right, this was actually to improve your love life.
Improve your love life, yeah, yeah, I know, yeah, because it's apparently very popular. If you're not vaccinated, you're in nobody's zone at the moment.
Yeah, and there was a few other bits and pieces of that, so we'll let you hear that again. Also, speaking of vaccinations and things related to all of that sort of stuff, pandemic purchases featured during the week as well.
And the regrets, the stuff you spent money on that you really wish you didn't want to spend.
Yeah, there was a lot of that going on. There was a lot of regret that came with those kind of things. Because people just got bored.
People got bored. They were sitting there looking at the computer and people are sending each other links and all. Lads are sending each other, look at this.
You can buy a cow.
You can buy it, yeah. You can get a cow and bring it to the Coolock Pony Club.
So we had that on as well. And again, on the naughty business, there was a chap who seemed to have a very strange interest in basically taking his clothes off. And I wouldn't mind. It was like it was an ambition, his bucket list.
His bucket list ambition, yeah.
It was incredible.
Was dying to be in the nip in public. Dirty. He's another one of these getting your jabs on a Monday night, fellas, I'd say.
And then the other thing was, there was huge uproar. There was absolute controversy and outrage when the subject of the humble bounty bar was raised during the week.
I'm not going to go into it, but... basically, Celebration, since we did this piece, have released an ad on TV to show how manky the bounty bar is.
Oh, yeah, well, so, you would say that, wouldn't you?
So even though you won this round, Jim McCabe.
Right, so you'll get to hear that. So have a listen and we'll chat to you the other side.
It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
Regular listeners, of course, to PJ and Jim will know that PJ does have an illustrious past with online shopping.
Yes, I do.
There is the famous story of the life-size Mickey Mouse and the six identical
Rocky t-shirts. Don't forget identical.
Identical Rocky t-shirts, which you purchased online when the newfangled Amazon first came out. Or was it eBay?
It was eBay.
It was eBay for you. Right, okay. But apparently, you're not alone.
Not alone. Buyer's regret and buyer's remorse. It's a big thing now, post-lockdown. The fact that we're all finished with the lockdowns. Hopefully that we're all finished with the lockdowns.
Yeah.
Jeepers, we don't know yet. But it looks like a lot of people made a lot of mistakes. Because when you had more time at home, you literally had more time at home. And a lot of people bought a lot of stuff that they're kind of going, why in the name of God did I spend that money? So people like...
Boredom is a very dangerous
thing.
Yeah,
people who went mad buying hot tubs and pizza ovens for the garden and all these things that they never used.
So seriously, big stuff.
Oh, big stuff. Yeah.
It's far bigger than your life-size Mickey Mouse.
Well, I don't know if it's bigger. That thing was huge. But the hot tubs, full hot tubs that they filled up maybe once and never used again.
Suddenly realized it cost a fortune.
Yeah, pizza ovens, when they realise it's easier just to call for a pizza and cheaper if you're on to do it rarely, you know, you're not going to eat it every single day.
It doesn't say what sort of money is involved. I mean, a pizza oven can't be cheap.
I don't know. I'd say mad money. A lot of people betting them built in their garden and all, spending money on builders and all coming for them.
That's amazing, isn't it? They suddenly thought that Ireland, they forgot everything about Ireland in terms of its weather and climate and everything else. Oh, it'd be fantastic. We'll be sitting out in the garden cooking pizzas.
When they say the average person spent about £1,200, that's just the average more than they would have spent in lockdown. Just because they had more time at home. A lot of things that people regret is like buying home gym equipment. I'm one of them.
Do you regret that?
I totally regret it. I still go out to the gym. I still go to the gym.
So
I bought home gym equipment.
The gym to you.
Yeah.
And decided to just go out to the
gym. And then I didn't really use it when the gyms were closed. And now that they're open, I go to the gym. It was such a stupid buy for me.
Oh, my
God. And now I've got a load of old sort of dumbbells sitting around the place that I don't want. I do want them. I don't want them. I mean,
it sounds to me like you're going through a dark night of the soul there on your gym equipment.
Yeah, listen to me. I'm still arguing with myself whether I want them or not. And then gaming gadgets was a big one, and musical instruments. So somebody is out there sitting next to that trombone they bought. That they always thought they'd get around to playing and they never did.
Yeah.
Just sitting there next to...
That's actually, I'm surprised, that makes sense.
There's an amount of banjos and bell
everybody
rounds.
Thinking they could suddenly become brilliant on something or other.
Well, just thinking I have the time.
Yeah.
I've always fancied myself as a xylophone rock artist. Why shouldn't I get on to the local music shop?
We should find out, actually, if you're somebody who's made a purchase that you now regret, if during the lockdown period you did actually, you know, make an online purchase that you now kind of think, what was I thinking there? Then let us know, will you? 0871818100. Particularly if you want to stick that on a voice note. If you want to drop a little voice note onto 0871818100 and tell us what it was that you actually bought.
Although
that
would be
amazing.
Maybe if you were a person that bought all these things and you love it, let us know as well. Like maybe if you're one person sitting in a hot tub playing your new slitar while doing dumbbell curls with your gym equipment at the same time. And you're like, I don't know what everyone's talking about. I don't regret a thing.
That's incredible. Somebody, let me just give credit where it's due here. There's a clack. Somebody, Beck, has just been on to say, PJ, Jim has a dumbbell there every day that he doesn't use either.
How very dare you?
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
If you're on the lookout for love, okay, or if you're maybe conscious of the fact that, you know, you don't want to mess anything up.
Yes.
Sound words of advice from the love guru himself, that is PJ Gallagher here. These are the things you will need if you want love to come your way.
Everybody's getting green these days. Everybody's getting green. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But when you meet people now on first dates and all of that too, they're demanding to see COVID certs.
Oh my God.
They're demanding to see COVID certs, if you can believe it or not. Yeah. So people are meeting up on first dates, and where it was traditionally people would ask you questions, they'd say, "Oh, come here, look, what do you work at? What job have you got?" Now, one of the first questions people ask on first dates is, "Are you vaccinated?"
Yeah, absolutely. It's to the point where they'd say, "Well, you turn around and go, yeah," and they go, "Well, have you got your cert there?"
Yeah, exactly.
Really?
Yeah, because then I suppose there's lots of different reasons for it. Number one, people want to know you have a bit of social responsibility about you, if that's possible. Number two, it's like, can we go anywhere?
Of course.
Can you actually go anywhere? Can you get into a place? Because if you're not vaccinated, it's very difficult. What do you do on the first date? You know,
I'll meet you in the park again next time.
I'll meet you in the park again. Yeah, eventually you're going to want to sit down and have something to eat or have something to drink or whatever it is.
Yeah.
You know, and so that it's a thing. It's a real thing now when you meet someone first or when you,
I suppose the other thing about it is straight away you're establishing whether or not you have similar, whatever, values maybe or whatever you want. You know what I mean? You're of a similar mindset.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I suppose if you're somebody who is vaccinated and you want, you know, you think that's a good thing.
I know.
Then you'll want somebody like-minded.
Exactly, yeah, you know? I know. And what a weird world we live
in
now.
And likewise, I suppose, if you're somebody who, for whatever reason, is against it, if you find out that somebody is vaccinated, you know what I mean?
Maybe you'll want to meet someone like yourself as well.
Or whatever, yeah.
You know what I mean? Maybe nowadays it's what such a weird world, because we used to meet up and compliment each other. You know, you used to be like, "Look at you, lovely eyes, and your teeth are very shiny." Or whatever you'd say. Yeah. You've got a very pretty face.
I tell you
face.
Something, it's so easy to believe why you became the love guru.
Isn't it?
With lines like that. You've got very shiny teeth.
Nowadays I just
and
have to sort
hair
of...
your looks like a horse.
Yeah, you've got a... Yeah, you've got hair that reminds me of me ma's bed. All sort of silky and smooth or something like this. I know, not exactly.
What a smooth character you are.
But, tell me about it. But nowadays you can't turn up and compliment someone on their very shiny teeth. You're complimenting them on their mask setup or whatever. You know, that's the thing as well. You compliment people on their masks,
That's a lovely mask.
Yeah, it's a lovely mask, yeah. You've got a lovely mask on you. I've been complimented on it.
It is clothing. I suppose it's a bit like saying, "Wow, they're lovely shoes," or whatever. "Wow, your mask is... very interesting."
Oh, no, you see, as we've just established, I'm not very good at these things. Maybe people don't do that. That's just something I do. Maybe
is that a line for yours? Yeah. "Wow, that's a lovely mask you've got there."
Well, thankfully, I don't be using lines on anybody anymore. But I would imagine that's something you would say.
Yeah.
"Your mask is deadly. It brings out the red in your eyes."
Beautiful.
Or whatever it is you might say.
And then what's the thing, the going green thing then? That's not connected with the vaccination thing, is it?
Well, no, not really. But it just shows that people are arguing and talking to each other about different things. So now going green makes it very attractive, right? So the less eco-conscious you are, the less attractive you are as a person as well.
So if you're not recycling and living sustainably,
it's going to come up in conversation. And if you're not like living sustainably, or you don't have some knowledge on how to recycle and all, and a third of couples already established, couples are saying they kill each other over what to recycle and what not to recycle.
But that, I mean, that, like, the idea of being sustainable can't possibly be true that would make you more attractive.
That would
mean cyclists would be attractive, and sure, nobody likes cyclists.
Ah, they do, Jim. They do.
Nobody finds cyclists attractive, for God's sake. That's ridiculous.
Someone out there is talking to a cyclist right now, looking at them going, "Your lovely legs look like the laces of a boot," or whatever it is.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you got to recycle.
You got to recycle. You got if you want to be attractive nowadays, you got to be vaccinated. You got to have
a green bin.
And a lovely mask to hide your fancy teeth, yeah.
I suppose, though, if you are covering your face with a mask, I suppose your looks do start to become less important. Although you'd imagine at some point you would eventually plan on taking the mask off.
You would, yeah. It's weird to meet people.
That'll be a milestone in a date.
You take the mask off.
It might have been once upon a time, you know, meeting the parents. Now will be the first time you remove your mask.
I know, yeah. Well, I'm going to, if I...
I got the first base.
Imagine turning.
He took his mask off.
I know, that's it. You turn at the first base, and then what do you do to make yourself even more attractive? You turn up with a big bag of recycling.
It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim
on Radio Nova.
Right now, what is this about you looking for a chocolate
return scheme?
Return scheme. A swap policy.
I'm disgusted that we haven't got this in Ireland. This is like, you know, because celebrations and Mars, you know, the celebrations tub, right?
Yeah.
And you get it. And what happens? You start munching. You go, oh, yeah, I'll have a Twix and I'll have a Mars bar and I'll have the old Milky Way. And, you know, all of them, the Snickers. Right. And then, you know, you get to the end of the tub and there's like 6 or 7 poxy bounties left rolling around in the bottom. That's what happens, right?
What is your problem or anybody else's problem with bounties? Bounty bars are lovely.
They're lovely when
they're
you have no option.
Moist coconut.
Yeah, moist coconut. That doesn't even sound right. Sounds like you're saying
something
wrong.
Seriously, not like a bounty.
I think it's all right. I'll tolerate it when all the other ones are gone. But always, most celebrations tubs, and it's official, celebrations have said it themselves, that bounty is the most hated of the celebration sweets. So what they've done in
Philistines.
What they've done in England now is that when you get to that stage, there's only a poxy few bounties left at the bottom of the tub. You can bring it back to the shop and they'll replace it with nicer ones. They have a chocolate return scheme. So you can just say, give us Maltese or give us a couple of Twix or a Milky Way. You can trade your poxy bounties for the good stuff.
Will you stop saying poxy bounties? Bounties are there's nothing wrong with a nice, I like a nice bounty.
Of course you do. You're one of these fellas. You like all the sort of odd things. You know.
Yes, I will admit that, you know, I am that man who eats the coffee sweet.
I don't mind the coffee sweet.
You see now.
I love a Turkish Delight.
Oh, well, that's ridiculous. There's something wrong
that.
With you.
Turkish Delight is the nicest of the whole lot. No, I don't care what anyone says.
That's ridiculous.
It really
why
is.
Why would you want to eat potpourri?
Because it's beautiful.
Why would you want to wrap potpourri in chocolate and eat it?
Who doesn't want soap?
It's ridiculous. Jelly potpourri wrapped in chocolate is all it is.
That you just described something wonderful. Literally potpourri you can eat. I mean, there's no downside to that.
Compared to the tropical fantasticness of moist coconut.
No.
Sun-drenched in chocolate.
Listen, even they're talking about it. Even celebrations are talking about it. So can somebody please set up a chocolate return scheme in Ireland? Thank you very much.
Look at this, Anne. Fair play to you, Anne. You have issues, PJ. Bounty are the nicest. Team Bounty, somebody's actually...
Team Bounty is gas, isn't it? Getting Paul, passionate in their support.
Fair play to you, Paul. Team Bounty. Oh my God, this is fantastic. This is the most support I've ever had in my life. Look at this. Jackie, I'm with Jim. Bounty. Come on, people.
This is like a cult now, this
There's another one here, PJ. Send me your Bounty sweets from Liz Cassidy in Chapel Lizard.
What? I'm so surprised.
Amy's been on. Jim, quick, give PJ a slap. Turkish Delight should be slapped. Also agree with Jim on the bounty. Delicious. Look at this. Bring on the bounty.
What's going on?
I love Team Bounty. So gorgeous. This is fantastic.
What is going on?
Put a bounty on Gallagher's head.
Put a bounty, yeah.
Oh,
I can't.
This is incredible. I thought I was flying solo here.
I'm unbelievably surprised. You're all weirdos, by the way.
Oh,
all
my God.
All of you that are saying these things and texting these things.
Look at this bounty
in.
Is good. Love the bounty. Ban the Twix. Well, I wouldn't go that far now. Calm down.
I mean, I wouldn't ban a Twix now.
Yeah, no. Twix is a good thing, but I do like a bounty. Bounty is good. This is fantastic. This is absolutely amazing.
See, there's loads of there's
first
loads of freaks.
To go in Stuart's house. The bounties are the first to go out of the tin in Stuart's house.
What, the first?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I can't believe it. They're so chewy and weird. And they're all lumpy and all. It's like strange tasting sand.
John Mealy's just been on just with a fantastic WhatsApp saying, God, there's mutiny on the bounty. line of the day, John. Line of the day,
right there. No doubt about it. I don't know.
Fair play to you. This is fantastic. This is, my God, look at this. Turkish Delight even getting battered as well. This just gets better and better. Turkish Delight is perfume in a weird texture.
Yeah, that's the whole point of it. That's what makes it absolutely delicious.
Oh my God.
Like you take something that can't be edible and they make it edible and it's beautiful.
Mind you, the one thing
it's
I will
like
give
a,
you...
It's like if
the
they
one
could
thing
have a rasher-flavoured sweet.
I do think that is a good idea. The idea that whatever the sweet is of your choice...
The exchange program.
You could go back and swap it.
It is, yeah.
Because I'm trying to think of what other sweet... Are there any other things that...
Well, you know when you get Heroes, for instance?
Right.
The finger of fudge is the most disappointing in the Heroes, right?
I'm actually with you on that.
It is.
Can't believe I'm going to agree with you.
That's the disappointing one there. That's the one you want to bring back. So you could bring them back and get more.
Very good jingle back in the day, but terrible sweet.
Yeah, not terrible. And now again, like the Bounty, not terrible.
You're just on the fence.
Bottom of the level.
You're on the fence on everything.
No, it's. But I'm not. I'll eat anything. If you chocolate cover a rock, I'll eat it.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
You might have seen during the week there was this man. He's a terminally ill man, right?
Right.
And he was arrested for doing a mooner at a speed camera. Right? He was arrested and taken away. And he said, his name is Daryl Mecom. He's 55. And he says, not only does he not have any regrets about bearing his bum with a mobile speed camera van, which led to his house being raided by police.
Raided?
Yeah. Well, raided is a strong word. They knocked on the door and arrested him.
Right,
the newspaper says his house was raided, as if he kept his bum in the closet and they had to find it.
Yeah, exactly.
With a search
for evidence.
Yeah, but no, nothing like that. So they raided
his... in a lineup.
Yeah.
Just a whole load of arses in a row.
And the guy who operates the speed camera... walking around going, definitely that one.
With the freckle.
There's definitely the freckly bum. I'd never forget that I was traumatised. So he says, not only is he not sorry about that, but on his bucket list, he wants to streak during a rugby match, but he needs at least one naked volunteer to help him do it. It's something he wants to do before he dies. It's one of those things. It's something he says he's always wanted to do, and he doesn't care if he gets arrested again or if they raid it or if they take his bum off him or whatever it is.
Yeah.
This is
why do you need another naked volunteer?
Well, he needs a bit of help. He's not fully in control of his
physically
body. Physically he needs a hand.
And why does the volunteer have to be naked as well?
Well, this is his rules. I don't know. This is the madman's rules. This is when you want to do something as bizarre as this, I suppose there's not a lot of logic goes into it.
To be fair, I mean, as bucket lists go, you know, about doing kind of things, I know he may be, you know, limited in some respects, but they're an unusual list. I mean, you know, mooning at a speed camera, streaking at a football match.
Yeah, it's a rugby match. He even has it down to the team. Worcester Warriors rugby game, whoever they are.
So
he's very specific.
He wouldn't streak at any old football match.
No, he's not going to go and get lifted by the police and get his house raided again just for
Leinster.
Or something like that. He's not going to go and do it for some club that he's no attachment to. He wants to reveal himself in all his glory to an audience of people. I presume he's going to cover up some bits. I mean, that's, you know...
Well, no, I think the whole idea of streaking
is streaking. I think even streakers decided to have a bit of decency about them a few years ago.
Did they?
They wear G-strings or something like that. I don't think anybody wants to go full... That's proper crime. Showing your ghoulies. You shouldn't be a... Man, that's wrong.
I think that's why you get arrested for it.
And well, like beachwear. I think the only streaking that should be acceptable is beachwear streaking. I don't have a problem with beachwear streaking, as long as it doesn't come at a crucial moment of a game.
Yeah.
You know, if
you're going to take this to where, like, you should be wearing board shorts, at least knee-length anyway.
Knee-length board shorts. Maybe that's too much.
A t-shirt.
That just feels like interference with the game. I think... briefs is somewhere that you can go with this, you know.
So obviously nakedness was a big part of this man's bucket list for whatever reason.
Don't know why. He's 55 years old. He's living his life. He just wants to do this one thing before he dies. It's on his bucket list. It makes you wonder what's on other people's.
Don't get me wrong, I get the anti-establishment thing. If it's kind of, you know, like, look at, hey, I know me fate, so I'm going to do stuff that it's not going to bother me whether I get into trouble for it. I get the anti-establishment thing.
Yeah.
You know, but like, you know, tying the nakedness into it is kind of like, there's lots of ways of being anti-establishment without having to reveal your man vegetables.
There's lots of, I know there is.
You know what I mean?
Make a sign and do a protest or I suppose.
Yeah. Or have a sit-in.
That's the thing.
Is he
just a dirty fecker? I mean, is that thing... Is that what this fella is as well?
I don't know. There's a fantastic text that's just come in, which you may be able to verify. Lads, there was a streaker in Croke Park not too long ago. Did the full helicopter in the middle of the pitch, if I remember. PJ, and that's only 3 or 4 years ago.
I don't. I have no memory or knowledge of that at all. Remember years ago, though, a streaker would run onto the pitch... And it was great entertainment when you were sitting at home because you used to see the stewards chasing them and the police chasing them and maybe they'd try and kick the ball and it was, you know, there was something to look at that way. Whereas nowadays the streaker runs onto the pitch and they don't cover it. They'll immediately stop The cameras immediately stop because they're trying to discourage the behaviour.
One of the most entertaining things about a streaker was trying to see the stewards and the cops catch him. And then and the way in England, in the football matches in England, they put the copper's helmet over.
When they caught them, they put the helmet. Yeah, I know.
Like the biggest giant kind of, you know, covering.
I know.
Dome.
As if anyone would ever be able to fill it.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
There you go, a little selection of some of the best bits from during the week. All sorts of madness prevail. I tell you something, though. That is funny about the bounty bars thing, right?
Isn't it, yeah?
Because you did, as you said before we played the best bits, you did spot that ad where they've actually gone to the... They've actually produced... And it's a proper produced ad.
It's not like a...
This isn't some... This is like the company have done it, haven't
they?
Yeah,
they have. About why everybody ignores the bounty bar. It's the most hated bar of chocolate in the celebrations tub. Like,
incredible.
We just spoke about it, yeah.
Yeah. Can I also point out that that Emily very kindly, who heard that row happening, then bought us bounty bars.
And she, so, but you won. She bought me a Turkish.
Oh, you got a Turkish,
yeah,
did you?
Yeah, because I hate those flipping manky bucks of sand, yeah.
Because I was assuming because you'd hate it, I was just going to take your bounty off.
Oh, no, you head case. No, she got me one of the things I like.
Wow. God almighty. She must have, where'd she buy that? In an aftershave shop, was it? That Turkish delight, was it?
It came with a bottle of talc.
Came with a gift set.
Yeah,
for
it came
Christmas.
With a gift set with a bottle of talc.
With a body spray and a bottle of talc.
It's actually, you can use it as a roll-on. The Turkish. It's the right size and everything.
But it is mad. Like, that company, a proper... Which company was it? Well, the people who make Bounty.
Mars.
Not. Oh, Mars. Right, okay. Do they make Bounty?
Yeah, they do. Yeah, Mars are the parent company.
They actually went to the trouble of producing a television ad.
Yeah.
That's slagging off one of their own products.
Yeah, because it's Meldy, yeah.
It's not Meldy! Well, 70... Well, I can't remember what the percentage was. 70-something percent, 8.
Agreed with you, yeah.
Said that, it, you know, the bounty's a lovely
thing. Sure, who texts radio shows only Meldy people?
People coming out of a Monday nightclub after getting their jobs.
They're the type of people who scoff bounties, yeah.
Right, let's get out of here, right. Listen, thanks a million for listening to the podcast. You're very good. That's all I have to say.
Good
and
luck.
Move on.
Talk to you later.
You've been listening to Glory Days, the best of Radio Nova's Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. Catch the show live weekdays 6 to 10 on FM, online at nova.ie, or on the Nova app.